Chief.
Sir. So I'll start with some good news. Our new officer started last week.
Is he coming to me?
Austin and Matt, he was off today, but I can have him come in. Nice young man. So he started. We just put some stuff to bed. We do not have busloads of illegals in the town of Buffalo. The incident that occurred, which I was involved in, because I ended up in the creek up to my knees. But so there was two gentlemen that got off the bus, the Jefferson line, not a bus of illegals. They got off the bus. They immediately went to the Cowboy, had enough money to get some drinks, then requested some ministerial aid. So they went out. They ran these two subjects. One of them had an open warrant through Texas. Originally it was full extraditable, so he was taken into custody. Texas then quashed the warrant, said, no, we don't want him anymore. So he was released. We had a call the following day for a gentleman that was trespassing, said he was looking for his ID. He is a Texas citizen, a U.S. citizen, not illegal. Was told that day by a deputy, look, you can't go on private property. If you go back, you could be arrested. We got a phone call saying he was back. He was swimming in the creek upstream. We got there. He kind of ran from us, set the perimeter. Ultimately, that gentleman was taken into custody, charged with trespassing and interference. That's it. So there was some concern that the police just let people with warrants go loose. If it's out of another state and it's a non-extraditable warrant, then we cannot take that person into custody. So good news about that is I've been talking with Amber Eggers from the Chamber. She called me at the beginning of last week. That bus line contract is now null and void. May 21st would be the last day that line can stop there and drop and pick up customers. So she agreed that the bus was kind of becoming more taxing on our services than we were probably paying more in fire, EMS, police. And that's just another example of folks that are getting off that bus, especially there, nowhere to go, have enough money to buy alcohol, but then they want ministerial aid, which we're seeing a lot of is, and I actually had a gentleman tell me there's an online where people are traveling on everybody else's dime. And so I had a meeting with Ministerial Aid Association. They were having a meeting. We're trying to streamline that situation a little bit better to try to cut down some of the cost. But what they do is when they get a request, they call us. We usually obviously run for wants and warrants. And so that's the incident that happened that day. It was a trespassing. The guy was arrested, bottom line. The tents that were at Bomber Mountain a couple weeks ago were the Eagle Scouts doing their thing. folks that were here illegally, there's no buses coming to Buffalo. The buses that you see are either the normal tourism buses that come in, that Jefferson line. There is a bus that comes and parks and usually stays at the hotel, and that gentleman goes back and forth from Colorado. And so when he goes up to Billings, drops off, this is his halfway point, he comes back, he parks by himself, spends the night, and then does his travels the next day. So trying to put all that to rest.
So about the bus contact, the Chamber has canceled it.
Correct.
But does that prohibit another business from picking it up?
It does not. So, and Amber and I talked about that, especially with like Loves coming in. My understanding is it used to be a tip trip, but they got rid of it because of the same issues, the destruction, the theft. So I think, yeah, I mean, I guess they could go to any other business in town and ask if they would like a contract. I'm hoping that doesn't happen, only because what we are seeing with the bus, I mean, it's more of a problem than anything. I mean, talking to Amber, they tried to say, well, you're going to lose money in the community, and I find that very hard to believe.
Well, I mean, just for clarification, the bus was out at the visitor center, which has no services at the time that the bus stops. There's not even a vending machine for them to get a bag of potato chips and soda.
Right. And Amber agrees. So she said the 21st would be the last day. After that, there should be no reason that bus is going there and dropping off and picking up. So we're hoping it bypasses us. I hate to say it, but it's just been more trouble than it's worth. Wyoming Downs seems to be packed every single day we go by. We've gone in and done a couple checks, and so far, so good. No problems there. I guess they've been up and running for
about a week.
So seems like there's a lot of people in there. We walked in. We were asked if we needed anything. It was, so so far so good on that end, I guess. So, other than that, that was my main concern, is that Buffalo is still Buffalo, no busloads coming in and being dropped off, so I'd like to put that.
What about those Eagle Scouts?
Yeah, I gotta watch those Eagle Scouts. I think they're illegally dumping over there at the station. So that's pretty much all that I have. Was at Moscow a week and a half ago. Got a lot of really good information. We had a gentleman from Arizona there from the Border Patrol kind of talking about what's going on there and shine some light on, you know, how they are being, just the amount of folks that are coming through the border and the amount of give-ups. So I guess 5 years ago, folks were crossing and running. Now they immediately come across and give up. You know, they declare asylum and they have to have an asylum hearing within a certain amount of time, which they can't do. So they're usually, once they declare asylum, they're pretty much released until they can have this asylum, which is about... No, they don't even do that. They just let them go. But I think he said it's like 2 to 3 years before they can have a hearing. So they're overwhelmed down there. And then we had Daigle Law Group come in, and Eric Daigle, who is an attorney, he was a state trooper in, I think it was Vermont, Northeast. Anyway, he started a, you know, became a lawyer, and now he basically goes around and is a lawyer for different law enforcement. He does dissent decrees and policy, and so he was really good and kind of shined some light on policy and kind of what we're looking at these days with some of the cases that are coming out. So great legal update for that. And so that's been pushed out to all the troops. So other than that, I think that's it for me.